Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances and interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Stunning, I'm gonna win.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
There was a lot of triggering things, and so for me, what I want to do is want to make sure that I am carrying a message through most of my music, not all of my music, because I don't feel like it's my job. I'm not a musical activist.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Hi there. Welcome to the Arts Edge and to Halloween Music Week 2. To kick things off, I've got a song that is almost 60 years old. This song was written by Boris Pickett, who, while he was an aspiring actor by day, by night he was the front man of a local band called the Cordials. While Bobby was the lead singer, he and his bandmate, Leonard Capizzi, wrote Monster Bash in 1962, intending to cash in on the dance crazes, such as the twist and the mashed potato. Little did he know that it would be a song that would become infamously notorious with Halloween, and 60 years later, it's still going strong. So let's go to that now. Bobby and the Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the Mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash good! Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy. Mash good!
Up next, we have Lorena McKennett, a Canadian singer-songwriter, musician, whose music is flavored with the ancient wisdom of lyrics, of music, and her Celtic roots take us back through time. And a song that I have often equated with Halloween, I have for you now, All Souls Night. Here we go.
Ooh,
sights, figures dance around and around to drums that pulse on circles of darkness, moving to the pagan sound. Somewhere in a heated memory, images float before my eyes, a fragrant night.
Everyone, this is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
He comes.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
There he goes.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee. Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
He likes to show off his physique.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
Once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Just come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop or something. Boogity, boogity.
He ain't
loose. Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run in the noose.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogity, boogity.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, deep. Hey, time I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here it come, right out of the cheap seats. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PS. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstand. Right there in front of the home team.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Here he comes the Boogie. Who's that with it? Echo. Is that you, Echo?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Listen at me. He gonna give us
a piece. You get your cold dog.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Echo, where you go?
He likes to show off his disease.
Echo, you shameless hussy.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public to tea.
Say it, is it so, Echo?
And that was the 1974 sensational hit, The Street, off the 1974 album Boogity Boogity, written and recorded by Toronto singer-songwriter Ray Stevens. The inspiration of this song is twofold. It came from the phenomenon that was occurring in live sporting events and also streaking throughout the streets. It was a craze. And now we have a tune from the Countdown Singers, released in 1998 on the CD Monster Mash and Other Songs of Horror.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie.
Did you know that cannabis was recently legalized in Canada? With this new legalization, the laws surrounding cannabis use and driving have also been affected. You have probably heard that cannabis use does not affect your driving, but that statement is a myth. Some of the effects cannabis has on a person driving are reduced alertness, altered perception of time and distance, and it also results in reduced ability to react to unexpected events on the road. We at Mothers Against Drunk Driving are here to keep impaired drivers off of the roads and to keep the people of our community safe.
Go to mad.ca to learn more about driving under the influence.
Bum, 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 bum. was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shelf.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the bully little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket,
from the blanket to the shore,
from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't any more.
Isn't that a great song? I love that song, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. That must have been a fun song to write. That song was recorded by Brian Hyland and was off his 1960 album, Sealed with a Kiss. I know it's not really a Halloween song, but it's a novelty song, and it certainly resonates with dressing up for Halloween or dressing down. Up next, I've got another song. This song is also a novelty tune. It's a song that some of you have heard me talk about, the research that I did around music and the music of my life when I was writing my master's thesis. And this song came up because I recalled being in grade 5. And one of my friends from elementary school, I was at her house and she was showing me her dance moves to a particular song. So I included that story in my thesis because certainly when we're young children, those moments actually color our lives and they leave an imprint on the music that is a backdrop and a soundtrack to our lived experience. So that song, here it is now. The Little Old Lady from Pasadena going out to Linda Davies. Here we go.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Terror of Colorado.
And that was the Guess Who with Clap for the Wolfman off the 1973 album American Graffiti. Up next, we've got the classic tune Flying Purple People Eater from the Countdown Singers off the 1998 compilation album Monster Mash and Other Songs of Horror.
Saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shake and then I said, ooh-wee, it looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater. A one-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, I eat purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I wanna get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toad,
the cold, flying purple people eater. Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see. And then he swung from the tree and he laid on the ground. And he started to rock, oh really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a pop, pop, a boop, a lop, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad and the gold, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater, what a sight to see. Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was a-blowing it out, a-really knocking them dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
Just a bend in time.